This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Powering Through the Pandemic on BFM 89.9.
It was the morning on day one of the restricted movement order, March 18th, 2020. The enterprise team, Jeff, Frida, Arv, Rich, Chris and myself, we had no idea what to expect from this whole partial lockdown thing. But we were beginning to understand that this was not going to be easy for SMEs. These business owners were scared. They were not anxious. They were not nervous. They were scared. They weren't sure if they could survive 14 days without income, and they were calling us. So I did what I usually do when I have concerns or questions related to SMEs. I called Wai Hong.
Hi, my name is Wai Hong. I'm the chieftain and co-founder at StoreHub. What StoreHub does is that we build a platform for retailers and restaurants to manage their business, whether that's offline or online. So everything from the point of sale to inventory management to e-commerce, to QR code ordering, and right now food delivery ordering service as well. So I think that's basically what we do, and we have over 14,000 businesses using StoreHub across the region in Malaysia, Philippines and Thailand. Those are our three primary markets.
So when I called Wai Hong that morning, he said he was in the war room at StoreHub. They were inundated with calls, pleas for help from retailers and such, because they too were scared about the next 14 days of the MCO. And what did you do, Wai Hong? You went out and created something to help them, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So one thing that we saw in just the last couple of months already was that across the board, you know, our retailers and restaurants, they were already seeing anywhere from 10 to 20% drops in revenue and sales, right? So it was already a very challenging climate prior to the movement control order coming into play. And the moment that the announcement was made, we saw that, you know, no dine-ins were going to be allowed, only takeaway and delivery. We were really concerned for our customers. And so I think there were some plans to kind of like initiate a food delivery type feature, or at least a takeaway type feature, in the coming months. Mm-hmm. But we basically rallied the entire company and entire team around, you know, what can we do to launch something that would benefit retailers and restaurants as soon as possible, because essentially, the movement control order would see, you know, and that was our estimates at the time, you know, a good chunk of retailers or restaurants doing pretty much close to zero sales. And every single day of zero sales is difficult for people. So I think, you know, our customers tell us that cash flow or cash reserves, most restaurants and retailers don't hold, especially the smaller ones, don't hold much more than, you know, 15 to 20 days of cash reserves, right? So if they do zero sales for that kind of period consecutively, they pretty much have no choice but to close their business. And so I think that kind of urgency was exactly what, you know, triggered us to go, all right, we need to kick this out as soon as we can. So we sat down together and our product team said, look, guys, we've never made a commitment like this before. We've never rallied everyone around something before, but we will do our absolute best to push this out in 48 hours.
So tell me more about Beep Delivery, and how does Beep Delivery equip these business owners to power through this pandemic?
So Beep Delivery is essentially an online ordering platform that allows a restaurant or a F&B business in general to actually take orders online directly from customers from a website on which they can access on their phone or on their desktop. So it's a very easy kind of like no-frills platform that anyone can just kind of jump on. There's no app to download. There's really nothing. It gives the restaurant, say, like a branded website. For example, one of our bigger customers, VCR Cafe, I'm not sure if you've been to them, but they actually basically launched vcr.beepbeep.co and they started taking orders pretty much within 2 or 3 days after we launched. And the reality is that these orders, instead of going to a WhatsApp message, instead of them getting phone calls, instead of them getting SMSs, and then trying to manage, you know, the flurry of orders coming in, and then trying to figure out, okay, where do we find drivers? Which companies do we talk to, you know, to actually move these things around? It's a really difficult operational mess. And so for us, what we do is that we facilitate, and what Beep Delivery does is that it facilitates that consumer engagement with the merchant. So it makes it really easy for merchants to just get orders. It sorts out payments, so they don't have to worry about, you know, consumers having to transfer money over and managing all of that as well. And then once the order hits the system, it actually just seamlessly goes into the iPad, seamlessly goes into their phone, and they can, you know, if they're using the full system, it actually prints out the kitchen receipts, so the kitchen can start preparing stuff. We automatically connect these orders up to our logistics partners, so the logistics partners will automatically get these orders created and they will find the riders pretty much like automatically, right? So it's an entire end-to-end flow, which basically means the restaurants just need to focus on reaching out to their customers and saying, hey, we're still open for business. Come support us, and actually making the food. And when the rider comes, actually move the food out. If they don't use Beep Delivery, they would not be able to do any of this. It's going to be very difficult. Many restaurants have called and said, look, we don't even know where we can open because we don't know whether we can get any sales at all. And the amazing thing that we've seen is that people are not just getting sales in this period of time. Some of our customers, they are doing like their highest ever revenue in the history of their business. And that's just phenomenal for us to see. I would say it's not the majority of people, but for the ones that are truly innovative, for the ones that are really active on social media, being creative about the way they are, you know, creating new products, and share, like some people are creating like little packages where you can take home and cook. Some people are putting up groceries on their restaurant's Beep Delivery platform, and people are just really just being innovative here, and it's just making it such an amazing experience to see our customers literally doing record-breaking sales when most restaurants and businesses are struggling.
Well, what's the onboarding process like? Will they have to upload their menu? Are there any kind of requirements or restrictions geographically? Is there like also a minimum order that they have to take on Beep Delivery?
Yeah, so the coverage areas is really pretty much determined by our logistics partners. So we have very good coverage in the Klang Valley, and we have decent coverage in Penang and JB. And we are working very closely with more partners to figure out how do we actually extend this coverage to other major cities as well as the Philippines and Thailand. So we are looking at pretty much, it's only been how many days since that show was announced. And we've just really been scrambling to figure this out together. But that's where we're at right now, and that's what we're trying to get to. There is, in general, most businesses do not set a minimum order charge for these orders. Some of them do, but the majority of the businesses, I think, you know, right now, everyone is desperate. You know, everyone is just hungry for support. They're trying to figure out how do you afford salaries for the next month.
Yeah.
And basically any form of cash coming in is a big help to these businesses. So I think as far as minimum order, minimum kind of price order thing, that's not really something that people are doing. But what we're seeing on the other hand is that consumers are supportive. They are responding very well to these businesses. So I think overall that's what we're seeing, and that's what is really encouraging to see actually here.
And how much will, getting on Beep Delivery cost these businesses?
Yeah, so if they're existing StorHub customers already, we don't actually charge them anything extra to use the system. For every transaction, we do have to pay payment gateway fees. We do take a small 2% fee to cover our basic cost of connecting up all these logistics providers because there's a lot of customer service work to manage riders and kind of deal with all that stuff. But essentially, that's pretty much all we take. It's a tiny amount compared to some of the other, I guess, typical delivery platforms out there who are charging anywhere from 30 to 35% for every single order. And we know that's because our customers are telling us, you know, these other platforms are trying to get us on, but when we do the math, it doesn't add up, right? In the past where, you know, the majority of orders are dine-in and, you know, businesses see this as a way to get some economies of scale or to get new leads from customers who may not necessarily have discovered them in the past. That's okay. But when businesses are looking at these delivery platforms as the only source of revenue, it doesn't make business sense at all to even run, because if you're losing 30-35% of your margins, there's nothing left there. So I think for us, the key thing here for us is to make sure that businesses are not giving up this much margin, and they are actually have a way out. And that is to take on more ownership of the customer engagement experience, take on more ownership of finding their customers to actually, because we don't do it right now, because we just launched as a platform. We don't necessarily have the large customer base or consumer base or eyeballs to send these businesses, leads, right? But we see that the innovation that these businesses are doing on their own social media platforms, they are able to reach out to their own regular customers. And we are encouraging everyone. Your best customers now are the ones that don't want you to go out of business. They are the ones who consider you their favorite food. Mm-hmm. You need to work, and we will help you, but you need to reach out to these guys. So that's basically the initial strategy. Of course, 7 days, have we 7 days yet? Not yet. 6 days after launching, we've just been overwhelmed by support from the community. Like, you know, people hear about our initiative, people hear about the work we're doing. And we've got really large players. I can't really say anyone right now, but large e-wallet players, large banks, large telcos, all reaching out to us and saying, hey, you know, we love what you guys are doing. We see this as a way to really support these stores who are doing zero sales or, you know, at best sometimes 20% of what they used to do before. And we see your initiative as something that can really support these guys, and we want to come behind you. We want to send our 10 million subscribers to the Beat website. We want to give people, we'll give you your platform and exposure, because what you guys are doing is cool. So I think that's really what we've seen so far. And we are trying our best to work out, you know, partnerships or connections with these guys to just really support these businesses, because they really need everyone's support right now.
All right. It's time for a break. But when we come back, we discuss the take-up rate for Beep Delivery and plans for expansion moving forward. Also, what this whole experience has taught an entrepreneur like Wai Hong. Powering through the pandemic on Open for Business. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
This is Powering Through the Pandemic on Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj, founder and chieftain at StarHub. Fong Wai Hong is with me on the phone today, and we are discussing StarHub's brand new and timely offering, Beep Delivery, which is enabling thousands of F&B businesses across Malaysia to take online orders from their customers for delivery and self-pickup, inadvertently saving them from having to close their stores during this restricted movement order period. Wai Hong, I've been meaning to ask you about your logistic partners. Now, you did all of this, you put all of this together in like 24, 48 hours. You know, was there a lot of convincing to do to get these guys on board? And what's in it for them at this point in time?
So when we reached out to our logistics partners, we pretty much reached out to everyone that was in town. And we had to assess multiple things. We had to assess what was the quality of their fleet. We had to assess the technology stack that they had, and whether or not they would be able to scale with us, because we're not charging a lot of money to these merchants. So if we were to manually have to process every single order, it's just not even going to be sustainable for StoreHub, let alone these businesses. And so there were multiple things that we considered. We had to consider price. And basically we tested out every single one of these guys. We ran jobs and we tried, you know, moving things around, and we assess every single one of these things. And in the end, we chose, one or two guys. The primary partner that we're working with right now is GoGet. We are also using Lalamove for certain orders. But these guys have been, you know, I think GoGet has been a lifesaver. Like, they mobilized their entire team. Francesca, who's also a good friend of mine in the startup community, she gave her 110% behind this. Everything from technology improvements on a daily basis to operational improvements on a daily basis. We I think the first couple of days we did reflection calls every single day with them. And we were like, what went well, what didn't go well, and what we're going to change for tomorrow. And those changes were made, with engineers staying up to 4 or 5 a.m. on a regular basis in the last 6 days. I think 4 out of 6 days, the engineers were staying up to build these changes. And they were really, really important to piece of this kind of like collaboration.
And what has the take-up rate been like for Beep Delivery, and how did you communicate with businesses about this service initially?
So when we reached out to our customers, we just sent out emails, we sent out SMSs. I think within the first hour of sending this out, we got over 150 responses. This is just from existing customers. Like 1 hour, 150 responses. It's now day six. We've got over 700 leads or responses from our customers saying, hey, we want to get on board with this. A good chunk of our customers also had the impression that, you know, the restricted movement order was going to end by the end of March. And so some of them had chosen to stay shut throughout this period and hope and were hoping to be able to go back to business as usual at the end of March. That has all changed with the extension. And so we're now seeing a new influx of customers just today. So in the last 6 days, we've got these 700 guys who are existing to our customers. And in just today, we're seeing, I don't have the live numbers yet, but we're already seeing these numbers, you know, these leads coming back in and saying, Sohab, I think we can't delay this anymore. We need to take action now. Because who knows, right? We've extended it for another 2 weeks. Would this continue to extend? Would we have everything in control? These are all things that are uncertain. But what one thing is for certain is that these businesses are doing zero sales right now. So that's basically what we're seeing in terms of take-up rate from existing customers. We are also overwhelmed by the response from potential or from new customers, people who have been using other systems and doing other things, like I said earlier as well. There were, I think one of my favorite restaurants, Maria Steakhouse, they were taking orders by WhatsApp and Facebook page, and it was just overwhelming them. One thing that they have done really well is that they've been really active, even before COVID, to actually track and incentivize the customers to give them, you know, to join their loyalty programs. So what they actually did was they actually reached out to all their customers immediately after it was the restricted movement order came into play, and they were like, hey guys, and they sent out SMSs, they sent out WhatsApp messages saying, hey guys, we are still delivering, you can still do, you know, take away. So that's basically what happened, and they got a decent amount of response. But they felt that they just could not handle the operational mess that they were in. Right? It was just too difficult. So they reached out to us and they're like, you know, guys, we see a tremendous value if you can just take over, taking orders, sorting out the payments, finding the riders, and we can just focus on marketing to our customers, having conversations on Facebook, having conversations everywhere, on Instagram, encouraging these customers to just order. Make the food, make sure that's all well prepared, well done properly. That will be a huge help. And so we're seeing all kinds of customers like this coming to us right now as well. And we're working, I mean, our guys are working pretty much 60 to 18 hour days, just trying to make sure that we can onboard everyone as fast as possible. Because when we ask people, when do you want it to go live? No one's going to say next week. No one's saying 2 weeks time. Everyone's saying we need this up tomorrow. Today and our team, I mean, we're not a large company. We're not a tiny company as well, but we're talking about thousands of restaurants out there, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. I think our math was 200,000 restaurants out there are facing this exact same issue. And so, that's essentially what we've seen so far in terms of take-up rate.
So now that you've seen what the take-up rate has been like, you know, you've heard feedback on how Beep Delivery is doing, you know, do you have any targets for Beep Delivery for this year or for this period?
Honestly, Audrey, we're not working on targets. Like, right now, it's just, I think the situation that we're in right now is, it's just totally unpredictable. We have no idea when this is gonna tide over. We have no sense of what the next steps are. We are only focused on making sure that we put a cadence into place at a company to just get better every single day with our processes, get better every single day in how we scale up, onboarding customers and driving marketing to them. The most important thing for us that we are focusing on right now is how does our regular cadence help us reflect on the day, the learnings for the day, and make changes for tomorrow. And so I think that is pretty much the mode that we're in, simply because the problem that we're trying to solve is just massive. I mean, I could tell you, sure, we could aim for 2,000 stores in the next week or so. Mm. Sure, we could go for 3,000 stores, 4,000, whatever the case. But that number for us, I mean, it's meaningless, because if there is a need, you do everything you can to serve that need.
Yeah.
And the majority of these stores will not be paying us a lot of money for the work we're doing. The majority of stores will pay us $100 to get set up. And we'll be spending, you know, each person that we will be on this job will be spending days on working for these things. And so there's not a lot of you know, we're not thinking of this as here's a revenue target. No, if we don't work, there's going to be a lot of stores that are going to go out of business. Mm. And that's the reality of it. Like,
You know, Wai Hong, I know that you're a busy man. You know, things are really just moving at a really fast pace for you. So I won't take up too much of your time. I just have to ask you just one last thing. You know, what's this whole experience taught you? I mean, they say necessity is the mother of invention. But that aside, you know, has this whole COVID-19 experience taught you anything about, anything new about entrepreneurship, about business, about life?
You know, that whole saying about how business is a combination of, you know, say, luck and hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in this situation, for many years, you know, at StoreHub, we were always known as that POS company. And we did our best to try to serve our customers' needs, to build great technology, build a great customer service experience. But that was pretty much what we were doing for a long time. And we launched products like the e-commerce platform. We launched a year and a half ago. We launched QR code ordering about 6, 7, 8 months ago. And there were all these different things that we launched, just wanting to help businesses to just run better businesses. And then this thing happens. And we realized that even though we did not get all the traction that we did, all these years ago, when we launched those platforms, when we launched e-commerce, we were just a small player compared to, say, a Shopify or the other e-commerce providers out there. When we launched our QR code ordering, the take-up rate was not exactly that big, right? Because not everyone wants to implement a QR code ordering. Not everyone is used to the idea of, using their e-wallets to pay for everything.
Mm.
It's not like, three months ago, these products were not necessarily seen as essential. But we built all of those, and we believe that the future was about these things. And then right now, we see this entire restricted movement order has kind of like catalyzed, have literally fast forward, compressed time years into a weeks, and basically all this innovation that we've built in the past are critical pieces to actually allow us to do food delivery, allow us to actually facilitate contactless digital payment experiences. And that is so crucial now. No one wants to touch cash.
Mm.
People can't go out of houses. So the entire infrastructure that we built to scale, stabilize, improved on over the last 2 years, beyond the point of sale, that has become the most important thing right now for the service that we're offering to our customers. It's crazy. And you think about it and you're like, wow. Like, if we did not have the vision to build these things in the last 2 years, and we tried to build all of that in what, 48 hours,
mm-mm,
there was no way we could do that.
Yeah.
And so it's really that, believe in the vision that you have. When I put up the idea to build these products before, there was so much pushback. People were always saying, wow, why do you bother doing this? Why don't we just integrate with Shopify? Why don't we just, integrate with these other people? Why don't we just... And customers are not really seeing the value. And so I became, the idea was not necessarily great, right? But they were the building, they were the stepping stones and the foundation for the service that we're able to provide today. And so I think in that regard, I feel like this has just taught me entrepreneurship is not a 2-year thing. It's a vision you hold for 10, 20, 30 years. And if you can hold that kind of vision, and you can power through, you might get lucky, you might not get lucky, but eventually these things would come to pass, right? And I think that is essentially the biggest reflection I've had in this last week or so.
On that note, thanks again, buddy, for taking the time to speak with us.
Not a problem.
I've been speaking with Fong Wai Hong, founder of StarHub. Now, for more information on Beep Delivery, where can our listeners go, Wai Hong?
Yeah, so they can hop onto our website, StarHub.com, and reach out to us. We will have all the information there. If there's not enough information, just click on the live chat button. We're there. We're here 16, 18 hours a day. So reach out to us. We're here to support our businesses. Again, that's www.StarHub, StarHub.com.
And if you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast of this interview will be up on our website, bfm.my, in just a few minutes. Also on the BFM app, Spotify, iTunes, you know the drill. Also go check out some of the other cool things SMEs here are doing to power through the pandemic. Just search PTTP on our website and on the BFM app. That's a wrap for this episode, though. More to come in the weeks to come. Stay tuned. This is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Wai Hong from StarHub, thank you for listening to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Powering through the pandemic on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.